we find that our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala in the Quran, our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions Jannah and he mentions the hellfire. Our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions Jannah and he mentions the hellfire. Our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions the obligations upon the believers and he mentions the prohibitions. So the religion of Islam is not a religion where Allah only mentions what's obligatory and what's forbidden without mentioning the reward. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the description of Jannah and the description of the hellfire. يريد الله أن يتوب عليكم. Allah wants to forgive you. يريد الله بكم اليسرى ولا يريد بكم العسرى. Allah wants ease for you. He does not want difficulty for you. ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. Allah does not want to make difficulty for you in your religion. يريد الله أن يتوب عليكم. Allah wants to forgive you. So Allah in the Quran mentions in many different places that Allah wants good for the believers. So Allah encourages the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal encourages the believers. Allah mentions that which they will have in Jannah. Allah mentions the reward for their deeds. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِ وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. This is for the individual who fears my punishment, the individual who, you know, fears standing in front of me. Allah says that. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِ وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. Allah mentions what's in Jannah. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ هَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ وَقَوَاعِبَ أَطْرَابَ. Like we've done in the tafsir, verily the believers, they will have gardens, and they would have this, and they would have that. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The example of the Jannah that has been promised for the people of taqwa. And then Allah Azza wa Jal describes that. Why does Allah describe that? As an encouragement for the believers. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Race towards the good deeds. So throughout the Quran, we find that our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala encourages the believers by mentioning the reward for their deeds. Not just do this, do that, stay away from this, stay away from that, without any mention of what's the reward. Without any mention for what's the reward. So Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Does not the one who created you know? Allah knows. Allah knows the nature of the human. Allah knows how He created the human. The human likes to be encouraged. The human likes to know what's the virtue. What are the merits? So we find that our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala does that throughout the Quran, and likewise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does that in the Sunnah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does that in the Sunnah. Whoever does this, he will get this. Whoever does this, he will get this. Whoever does this, he will get this. Should I not inform you? Should I not inform you that which, if you were to do it, it would remove your sins and it would lift you in degrees, and no one would precede you. No one would precede you. No one would beat you or naam to Jannah. So we find this constantly mentioned in the Quran and constantly mentioned in the Sunnah. We should actually make this from our manner in teaching our families. The father teaching the wife and the children, the mother teaching the children, the older children teaching the younger children. You should try as much as possible to mention the virtues of their deeds. To mention the virtues of these deeds. You're waking, for example, a father waking his family up for Fajr. Wake up, waking his family up for Fajr. Right? And that's something that's obligatory upon us. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, order your family to pray and be patient with it. Order your family to pray and be patient with it. So, an individual waking his family up for prayer, and he's noticing that his children are struggling or his wife is struggling, one of the ways that individuals should is to begin to encourage them. Let them know what are the virtues for waking up for prayer. Salat al-Fajr, what are the virtues? What are the virtues for Salat al-Fajr? What are the virtues for Salat al-Fajr? What are the virtues for reading Quran in the morning? What are the virtues for this? So this is something which I encourage myself and the brothers to do, is to make this a part of your manner of teaching. To make this a part of your manner of teaching.